Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
A little bit of sounds of gladness, optimistic. And, you know, we need to keep being optimistic because, man, the country is in shambles right now. But in any case, welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on, as soon as I can find my place here, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, back in better than ever. It's another Thursday, March 26, 2020. Shout out to Gail Carnegie, who hit me up on Facebook a little while ago, to let me know she was ready for the show. Linda Lombroso, who was the most recent member of the Ron Kelly Show Nation, and the other nearly 5,000 people who follow the Ron Kelly Show. Now, it's not the 150, 200, 300,000 that old boy got, but, you know, we're getting there anyway. Great to have you guys in. I can still remember saying just a couple months ago when the new year came in, and probably some of you, they were saying that 2020 was going to be a great year. Wow. Wow. Okay, first of all, let me do this first. Shout out to Lamont Gates. I got a new program. Check him out on Blog Talk Radio. Also, Dr. Hiso Fine Figueroa, Iris Ramirez Stewart. I know you. And Albert Baker was watching the program. Yeah, optimistic. We got Sounds of Blackness, the one and done, one album, and they were out. Sounds of Blackness, optimistic, and it's something that we really have to start embracing right now because it's not, you know, because let me get back to this. So I know a lot of you were saying, you know, when the new year came in, that, man, this is going to be a new year, and wow, it has really turned. But the year's not over. You know, it's not over, and a lot of us concerned, and rightfully so, about the coronavirus that's spreading across America and taking a whole bunch of lives with it. And it has everybody on edge. But you know what? It's not over yet, despite the nonstop doom and gloom predictions ad nauseum 24/7 that we're seeing on TV. For the first time ever, suspension of every social gathering in America and all our sports that we love so much, the Olympics, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. Imagine that, no finals this year. And the NFL draft is going to be held in Las Vegas in an empty stadium. Just unbelievable what's going on in America right now. But, you know, we have to be, you know, it looks grim, and I agree. You know, it looks bad. It looks bad. You know, but we're gonna, it's going to be all right. You know what I mean? Eventually, it's going to be all right. You know, we have to eat. And I was laughing about it today that now, right, you know, it used to be like if a black person, a white person saw a black person. Now, I don't want to get into the racial stuff, but it used to be like if a black person saw a white person saw a black person, they would, like, cringe up when they saw the black person coming. Or if one of us saw Hell's Angels, we would kind of go the other way. But now everybody is scared of everybody. You know what I mean? Like the little old lady going down the block, you know, it doesn't even matter about the racial component anymore. Everybody is afraid of everybody with this coronavirus. And you see how, you know, so you can't get offended if somebody like kind of moves away from you, because it's not about race anymore. It's not about whites being scared of blacks or blacks being or vice versa. It's about people being afraid of the coronavirus. So, I mean, and you know, I was watching, and I watch a lot of I watch a lot of TV for y'all. Y'all need to remember, I watch a lot of news for y'all because I don't want to come on here and spout nonsense, you know, conspiracy theories and whatnot that you see a lot on Facebook, not necessarily on Facebook, but on social media. There's a lot of it. Shout out to Pop. Shout out to my nephew, Papo Murcielago. Y'all forgive him for the stuff he be doing on Facebook. Shout out to my nephew, Papo Murcielago. Shout out to Carrie Ann Tillman, and shout out to my nephew that says the rich people making us sick. See, that's the stuff we gotta stop. Everybody has their opinion, entitled to your opinion. You have the right to express your opinion, but that's the stuff. See, that's the stuff. You know, I mean, I look at on Facebook and I just like just gives me a headache watching a lot of the stuff that people are saying about the coronavirus and, you know, and who's behind it and what happened and, you know, and who knows, maybe you might be right, but there's no evidence to suggest that the coronavirus was started by any particular. But how you doing, Carrie Ann Tillman? Nice to see you, my sister. Shout out to Don Payne. DP in the house. Shout out to DP who's watching the program. Thank you, my brother. And the rest of everybody else who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. And my people down in Florida, it's WWPR 1490 AM in Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. Shout out to Valerie down there working the controls. So, yeah, so there's a lot, that, you know, and you know, I don't want to get into the gloom and doom because we, you know, you see it ad nauseum, MSNBC, CNN, on the radio. I mean, even the sports guys are now talking about it. So you see this stuff, like, everywhere. And so I don't want to get into, you know, all the you know, the conspiracy theories and the nonsense, because a lot of people are saying a lot of things that are just not true, you know, that are just not true. But like I said, you have a right to. Shout out to Councilman Luis Velez, who I'm working on my schedule. Councilman Luis Velez will be on the Ron Kelly Show within the next couple of weeks. Councilman, I'm working on my schedule and scheduling the setup in the studio in Clifton. You will be a guest on the Ron Kelly Show, and we're going to talk about some things. And we're going to talk about that mail-in council election is coming up in a few minutes. So we'll talk about that, Councilman Luis Velez, doing a fantastic job in the fifth ward of the great city of Paterson, New Jersey, which has its own coronavirus problems. But, you know, but again, shout out to Carrie Ann Tillman, who says you're on the platform now, tell the truth and set us straight. Okay, all right. I do try to tell the truth because, you know, because a lot of us are, you know, there's a lot of stuff being said about, you know, that it's a conspiracy and that Trump wants to stay in office for another 4 years. So if he kills a bunch of people and ravages the country and destroys the economy, he'll have another 4 years to run what's left of America, because there ain't going to be a whole lot left. You know, but I like to say that we have to remember that God is in charge of all of this. You know, it may look like, and I'm not going to get over the phone. I'll let my pastor do that, Pastor David Ireland, Christ Church, Montclair, and Rockaway, New Jersey. I'll let him. That's his job. But God is definitely in charge of all this. Even though it looks like it's out of control and things are going crazy, God has his hands on this. He has his hands on this. So, you know, for a lot of us who want to, shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother, love you, man. Love you, my brother. A lot of us want to, you know, come up with these theories, but I believe that God has his hands on this thing. You know, see, I believe in God, and I'm not ashamed to let everybody know I do believe in God. I'm not ashamed of that. You know what I'm saying? Some people try to, not to kick anybody's back, but some people try to keep that under the cuff, like, well, I don't want people to know I go to church. I don't give a damn if you know I go to church. I go to church. You know what I'm saying? And I believe in God, and I believe he has his hands on this situation, even though it may look like it's out of control. But when it really looks like it's out of control, that's when you know he's in control. Okay, so President Trump is really overwhelmed by all of this. I mean, it's, you know, he just has no idea what to do. And, you know, but you can't blame him, you know, and I'm no Trump fan at all, but you can't blame him for trying to, I mean, he has a really bad way of doing it, you know, but anytime there's a press conference, you have a balance. You have Dr. Fauci up there who's telling the truth. So he says everything counter to what Trump says. But, you know, but nobody really knows. I mean, it's just a lot of predictions and stuff like that. But nobody really knows how far this thing is going to go. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So, you know, I guess you just have to keep your head up. Everybody needs to keep their head up. And just try to remember that, you know, that yeah, everybody's not going to die. And, you know, it's not going to be what everybody thinks it's going to be. shout out to Lamont Gates, who says thanks for that sermon. Hey, I heard a little bit of your show, Lamont. I heard a little bit of your show. You sound like you got your rosary beads on. We'll talk about that who's hot in here? We'll talk about that off of. No, I don't have a fever, by the way. We'll talk about that another time. Anyway, what I need to do, because I'm going like way over time, is I need to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of my hour show. So this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Lamont Gates. You're a funny dude. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to the Fume brothers. My Fume brothers. That's our group. So, you know, because everything is closed now. Even the barbershop's car wash is closed. I can't even get my car washed. I'm like, come on. And I'm on an automatic plan. I'm paying, you know, every month so I can wash my car, either one of my cars, as many times as I want to. And I'm on a plan, and I can't wash my car. I mean, why would you go close the car wash? Come on, Murphy. Why did you close the car wash? I mean, no, we're not crowded up in there. You know, you get your, you know, everybody comes in, you drop your car, you walk through the thing, and you get it on the other end. Why did he shut close the car wash? I just don't get that. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and on WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida. One of many, hopefully, many affiliates. That's the word I was looking for. That's going to come online and broadcast the Ron Kelly show. So Cardi B, yeah, I don't really talk about the celebrity nonsense, but Cardi B, in relation to the coronavirus, Cardi B says that that celebrities are getting paid to say, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Celebrities are getting paid to say they have the coronavirus. Now, and I've seen some ridiculous nonsense on the social media, but that's tops. That's up there, you know. So my cousin, Idris Elba, so people who say I look, I resemble, look like, whatever. But you know what it is? The people who like me say I look a lot like him, and the people who don't like me say I look nothing like him. See, that's how it goes. But anyway, so my cousin, Idris Elba, goes on to, I think that's just so ridiculous. I think that is so ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad that he went on the, I'm glad he went on Instagram and responded to this nonsense that people are saying, you know, people of celebrities are getting paid to be on, to say that they have the coronavirus. I mean, it's just so, you know, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, who would want to say they have it, first of all? Who would want to say that they have the coronavirus? You know, she says that people are causing confusion. Well, she says that celebrities who are publicly disclosed that they have tested positive for the coronavirus without having any symptoms are confusing the general public. So she posted a video to Instagram referring to Donald Trump, who advised people not to get tested for the disease associated with the coronavirus if they do not have symptoms. So what she's basically saying is, if you don't have symptoms, don't get tested. And that's what the doctors are saying, too. If you don't have any symptoms, don't get tested. But it's just so, it's just so ridiculous. Anyway, but despite all of this, you know, football's going to come back one day, fellas. You know, we're going to have our NFL. I don't know, maybe not this year, or maybe a little bit later on. Might be a shortened season. We've gone through shortened seasons before with the strike, with the football strike. Remember that, the football strike? And there was only like 8 games, something like that. And baseball, matter of fact, Major League Baseball was supposed to start, I believe it was yesterday. Major League Baseball season was supposed to start, and it did not start because of the coronavirus. And I know if you're anything like me, you know, with this, I know I'm getting cabin fever. I'm totally getting like cabin fever, and I want to go somewhere. You know, I want to go have something to eat. I want to go sit in the restaurant. You see, all of these things that, you know, I don't know what the message is in all of this, but all of the things that we always took for granted, you know, the things we took for granted, the freedom of movement, going to a concert, going to a Broadway play, going to a sporting event, a lot of the stuff that we do is gone for now. It's gone. A lot of the freedoms that we had, you can't even go to the cigar bar and have a cigar. So what we're doing is we are on Google Hangouts, I believe it's called, Google Hangouts. So that's where we're at now. We're doing Google Hangouts, me and my boys from the cigar bar. We're doing Google Hangouts, which I really don't like it. But, you know, but because I prefer that we be in the same place together talking and stuff like that. So it's not my favorite thing, but that's how we connect with each other. Who would have thought that we'd be, you know, I mean, I got my radio show I do from home, right? And, you know, and now everybody's doing their thing from home. News correspondents and other radio personalities are doing their shows and everything from home. Jimmy Fallon is doing his TV show from home. So doing things from home is the thing now. But the thing about working from home is that after you work from home, then you have no place to go. You can't go out and have a drink or out and have a meal. You're stuck in the house. Shout out to Gina Slaughter, who is my granddaughter's mother, my granddaughter, Gianna, who So cute. You all should see it. Shout out to Carrie Ann Tim, who says, this has made us stronger in why. Well, you know what? There's a lesson in this, Carrie Ann Tillman. Thank you for that. There's a lesson in this coronavirus thing, you know, and everything that we took for granted has been taken away from us now. Is it God or I don't know. I don't even want to get into that. But everything that we took for granted, you know, has been taken away from us. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to the nail salon. I know y'all nails is cracking. I know y'all nails is cracking because you can't, you know, because now you can't get your nails done. I'm sure people are skirting, you know. I got my explorer, I ain't gonna say. Police come in and lock me up. But you can't go to hair salon, you can't go to the barber shop, you can't go get your nails done, your feet done. So I know there's some cracked up feet out there. I know there's some cracked up feet out there and cracked up nails because you can't go to the beauty parlor, you can't go to the barber shop, you can't even go to the car wash. I went to the car wash to get my car washed today. The car wash is closed. I mean, why? But the liquor stores are open. So I guess liquor, you know, liquor is important. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says radio is the perfect job to do from home. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. It is. It's very good to do from home. So, but everything's being done from home now. The news correspondents, MSNBC, CBS. I mean, I haven't seen the network anchors doing their shows from home. I don't think that, you know, it's probably they don't consider that appropriate. I mean, everybody's doing their stuff from home now. But the people who work at home, when they get done, they have no place to go. They have no place to go. Shout out to Colette Bannister Matthews, who's watching. I think Colette Bannister Matthews works for the post office or, because Colette Bannister Matthews is on that post office, and people who the post workers are still working despite the coronavirus. Hey, Colette Bannister Matthews, thank you for watching the program. Yeah, so yeah. This is, you know, but I just, you know, have to believe that, you know, eventually that everything's going to work out with this, you know, because everything worked out with everything else. You know, there's never been a virus that killed the whole world, you know. I mean, you talk about the plague from years ago that killed a lot of people because, frankly, we just didn't have enough. You know, we were in the dark ages as far as medicine was concerned, and a lot of people died as a result of that who may have lived if it was, you know, circa 2020. But, so it's the talk of the town. It's what everybody's talking about. Everybody's worried about. You know, am I worried? No, but I do take the precautions, you know. Facebook is trying to block me. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother. Shout out to Carrie Ann Tillman, who said someone wrong. I'm not sure what she meant by that. But, but there's some cracked up feet and some wolfing heads and and some cracked up nails out there because the people can't go to the barbershop, can't go to the beauty parlor. Because of this coronavirus thing, you know. And so I just thank God that, you know, that I'm okay so far. I mean, just because you don't have any symptoms doesn't mean you don't have it, but, you know. And that I'm still working. You know, my job is considered a crucial job. I think it's just crucial for me to be able to go to work. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says, what's good, Bunny McKnight? Love you, my brother. Liquor stores are open because when you're down on your luck, that's where you go to get your poison. Remember, liquor is the worst drug in the world. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, and I think that there would probably be much more of an uproar about the liquor stores being closed than there would be about the hair salons or the nail salons. Because, yeah, I know a lot of guys who drink. I don't drink, but 99% of the guys I hang out with drink. So, you know. And I'm not tempted to drink, but I can imagine how it would be if not necessarily them, but if people could go get a swig, you know, to help them cope through all of this, you know, this stuff that's going on right now with the corona virus. So, you know, and it looks bad. I mean, you know, I admittedly, it does look very bad, you know, because I was watching MSNBC. I watch a lot of TV for y'all, by the way. I was watching MSNBC and they had the ticker. You know, they have the ticker when there's election night. They have the ticker that shows you, you know, progressively shows you who's beating who. And they had a ticker on MSNBC, And the death ticker, like 1,100 people have died from the coronavirus so far in the United States of America. 1,100 people. But I just want to pull something up this season. I just want to pull something up. Something I was looking at. This is from the CDC, from CDC, CDC.gov about the flu, for example. This story was dated March 9th. And March 9th, this was the flu has killed 20,000 Americans so far this season. Now check this out. For the 2019 through 2020 United States flu season, this is a preliminary burden estimate. Now, the CDC estimates that from October 1st, 2019 through March 14, 2020, there have been between 38 and 54 million flu illnesses. This is from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, United States of America. The CDC estimates that from October 1st of 2019 through March 14th of 2020, there have been between 38 and 54 million flu illnesses, that there's been between 17 million and 25 million flu medical visits. Now, this is just within the last, October to now is what, 6 months? From October 19th to March 14th of this year. So that's about 6 months, 5 or 6 months. So between 17 million and 25 million people have visited the doctor. There's been between 390 and 710,000 flu hospitalizations. This is just in the last 6 months. Between 390 and 710,000 people had to be hospitalized for the flu. And the estimated deaths, have been between 23,000 and 59,000 people have died, estimated who have died from the flu. And this is just from October until now. 54 million illnesses, 17 million medical visits, between 17 million and 25 million. Topped out at 710,000 flu hospitalizations. So, 710,000 people was in the hospital for flu, and that's besides what everything else, cancer or whatever the person had, whatever, And between 23,000 and 59,000 deaths. So, my question is that within the last 6 months, between 17 million and 25 million people went to the doctor. I mean, why is there all the, why is there all the hysteria about people not being able to go to the hospital if 710,000 people were hospitalized, between 390 and 710,000 people were hospitalized with the flu in the last 6 months? 17 million visits, between 17 million and 25 million people had to actually go to the doctor. Now, that's not to say that they were admitted. That's not to say they were admitted. But between 38 and 54 million people were ill with the flu just from October until now. October 2019 until now. That's mind-boggling. So I don't understand now if between 17 million and 25 million people were able to go to the doctor in the last 6 months. Now, these are not people who were admitted. These were people, for the most part, these are people who were treated because there's no cure for the flu. There's no cure for the flu. My thought pattern is if 25 million people were able to go to the doctor, if 710,000 people were able to go into the hospital, why is there all the I just, you know, this just something. I don't get it. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. He says, remember, people, they want you to kill yourself with that poison. Only in the poor community. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. No, because the liquor stores in the good, nice areas are open too. Shout out to Carrie Ann Tillman, who says the essential, we're out here helping people working in a nursing home and no one can visit their family. So we're family, right? And shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, yes, we know flu is worse. That's the rational man's argument against the corona. I'll get back to you, Lamont Gates. Carrie Ann Tillman says, and a lot of those deaths are with people who have underlying issues and compromised immune systems. Shout out to Jacqueline Robinson, my sister. Love you, my sister. I think that's Reverend Jacqueline Robinson, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, even if you start those stats from January until now, it's still higher than corona. Absolutely, Lamont Gates. But, Ron, you didn't say there's a vaccine for the flu. Where? There's a vaccine for the flu? If there's a vaccine for the flu, how come 23,000 people died? There's a treatment for the flu, but I don't believe there's a cure for the flu. And see, in Trump, you know, see, I'm not even watching the clock. I'm way over my time. All right, I'll take a quick break and I'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, 35 minutes left to the program. Yeah, so, I mean, it's easy to get mad at President Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate your indulgence. Every Thursday night, see, you're stuck in the house now, so you got to watch me. But in any case, thanks so much and welcome back to the program. Yeah, so there's a lot of conspiracy theories going on about this corona virus thing. And I didn't really want to get into it because it's so on everyone's mind right now. It's the number one probably thing that people are worried about besides those who find themselves unemployed right now. As a matter of fact, there's 3.2 million people applied for unemployment last week. That's the highest ever. And as a matter of fact, the last time that many people last time a large group of people applied for unemployment, it was 682,000 people who applied for unemployment. So that 682,000 in 1982 at the time was the highest number of people applying for unemployment at once. So we went from 682,000 to 3.2 million in 1 week. So, you know, so shout out to the people who are out there who are not working. I'm grateful that I am still working, and, you know, we're probably going to work throughout this whole thing. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm still working. And, you know, and I do, you know, feel empathized for the people who suddenly lost their jobs. And I wonder, and now, you know, when these, you know, and Let me talk about Cuomo for a minute, the Cuomo Kool-Aid that everybody's starting to drink. You know, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is being heralded as some type of hero because he has been at the forefront every day. Bunny McKnight, oh my brother, but I know you got some stacks somewhere, Bunny McKnight. Because you got a good union, I'm sure they're gonna take care of you. And you know, it wouldn't be so bad to be furloughed, but now what? You know, there's no place to go. I mean, you figure, you know, if you get furloughed, if you get some time off or whatever, you can go and handle some things. You can't go handle nothing because everything is closed. I was kind of looking forward to being off if I had to be off. But the flip side of that is, what am I going to do once I get off? You know, maybe I can go ride my motorcycle or something. But that's definitely social distancing. But shout out to you, my brother. I'm sure everything's going to work out. And so if you're happy, I'm happy. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says, that's not true about the liquor stores in the high-class communities. Listen, my brother, answer the question. No, because there's a Bottle King right up the street from my house, and I live in one of the wealthiest towns in New Jersey, Montclair. I'm not on the wealthy side, but I'm here. And there's a Bottle King that's wide open, and they're letting one person in at a time. And shop, and they're all lined up with this. And they're coming out with bottles like it's Christmas. You know how at certain holidays, everybody stacks up Thanksgiving. They're coming out with bottles. I mean, bottles. Shout out to Elvis Durham, Elvis James Durham. Good. Appreciate what you do for, the Cowboys do. Yeah, so do the Giants. But anyway, appreciate what you do for the city of Patterson, my brother. You're like the only person, even more so than the mayor of Patterson, who is who's touting the pulling up, bringing up Patterson. You know, appreciate you, brother. So it's not only the rich areas, the poor. I mean, it's not only the poor; it's the rich areas too. Rich people like to drink too. And like I said, Montclair is like one of the wealthiest towns. In one of the probably the top 15 or 20 wealthiest towns in America, and they sell liquor here too. Matter of fact, they deliver. You know, my boys. You know, we sit at the Fume on Bloomfield Avenue in the city of Montclair, New Jersey. We sit there. They call up the liquor store, and the old boy would come across the street with the bottle. But the liquor stores are still open. In any case, so we got a lot going on here. And, you know, you can't really, I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Trump fan. Matter of fact, I'm not a Trump fan at all. But, I don't think he's doing it the right way. But I do think that, the way he's doing it is wrong. I mean, yeah, you want to put a good spin on everything, but I think the way he's doing it is wrong. But you do want to put a good spin on like what's going on in America right now. But I mean, he's just doing it the wrong way. You know, I like what the lady said, who was the doctor, I forget her name, who was the who's the coordinator underneath the vice president, who I think should never have been put in charge of this. There should be a doctor in charge of this. See, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads up the CDC, tells the truth too much. So they don't want Dr. Fauci up there. And then when he covered his face and laughed at Trump the other day, and as a matter of fact, they were interviewing Dr. Fauci and they asked him if he had been cautioned about that. He said no comments. So I'm pretty sure that somebody in the Trump camp said, look, you can't be laughing at the president. You can't be laughing at the president while he's up at the podium trying to tell people stuff. But he is right. That, you know, and I know people are gonna, you know, see, that's the thing about my radio show. See, I don't, you know, I do care what people think, but I'm not going to say what I think people want to hear. I'm going to say what I think. And I do think that the economy does need to get back to work. I do believe that. Now, how it gets done is another story, but I do believe that the economy of the United States of America needs to get, we can't stand like a month or two of not operating. The United States of America is a capitalist society. It was created for capitalism. That's why it's been so successful. It's only than any other country in the world. And the United States has only been here for a couple centuries, but it's still the model of the modern world in regards to finance and money. And I do agree with the president that the economy does need to get back to work. It does. Shout out to Jerry Williams, who says, do you know if the poor folks stay away, if the government would be done? Look at crack, where the see, the former president was a problem when he got in the recent announcement. Well, you know what? You know what? Well, you know what? There's some truth to that because I'm getting too comfortable. There's some truth to that because they didn't have Narcan when black folks were ODing left and right up in Harlem and on the Lower East Side and some of the other places that where these things were taking place. They weren't, they didn't have Narcan. They weren't carrying around Narcan to snap people out of ODs and stuff like that. And you're right, when white folks started dying at a rate comparable to black folks, morphine was decriminalized.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.